This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible.
Best Buy Geeks while calling Care Service. Vajia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I need to clarify what just happened. The call dropped. I'm not going to say the agent hung up, but I need clarification as to what actions are being taken on a account.
Okay, let me see if there's any notes were processed under your account. What's your phone number, ma'am?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. This is XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. I'm the customer service. I was just on the phone with Chris.
Okay.
And I don't
know
what
happened. What's the order number that you were calling in regards to?
That order number is 670-46099. Frederick Montgomery.
For Frederick?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if he processed any notes. And you say you were speaking with Chris?
Yes.
I don't have any notes entered. I have another agent's LaSalle, Yadra Perez notes entered, but nothing recently.
From Chris.
What?
So we need to start getting y'all last names. And then the funny thing about it is when he hung up, it didn't even register over to, do the survey because I was ready to do it.
Yeah, I don't. Is that all he said? That his name is Chris?
Yes.
Do I even have a Chris working?
Oh, you do have a Chris because I just called there, and he said his name was Chris. They give fraudulent names?
I have no idea. I don't know. And you called the same number?
I don't know, but one DOD number.
I have a Chris. Okay, so I only have a Chris as a manager. I have a Chris as a DFM. I have Christine, who is out of the office, and I have Christina. I don't have anyone named Chris that's working right now. Yeah, that's weird, okay. But I'll help you. What's going on?
Okay, my question is, he was supposed to be calling the customer to confirm.
Yeah.
The delivery, because the customer didn't even know the delivery was changed to the 9th. Two orders were created today for us.
Okay. So I see a delivery for the refrigerator that's scheduled for the 9th, and I see an XPO going out on the 14th to install the new water line.
Okay. Now, am I going to have to call the customer back to confirm that he knows about the 9th? Or would you?
I can do that. I mean, I don't mind contacting the client.
Okay. And then I'll, within 24 hours, I should have an update. Could you tell the customer that for me regarding if the technician can do it earlier?
Oh, earlier than the 9th or earlier than the 14th?
No, earlier than the 14th. The technician 14th. Needed to know when the delivery was so we can say yay or nay.
Oh, so like let's suppose we're delivering the refrigerator on the 9th, and you stated that XPO will let the client know if you guys can do the new water line installation before the 14th.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and give them a call, and then I'll get back on the line with you shortly, okay?
And what did you say your name was?
It's Razia, R-A-Z-I-A.
You said R-A-Z-I-A?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rossi.
Okay, yeah, hold on, please, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was like, uh-oh, because I know a lot of our driver calls, every time we do put them on hold, and when we could return, they can't hear us. So we have to constantly saying hello, 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 and boom, it's just, like, silent. So I'm like, oh, she's going to think I hung up on her.
Oh, no, I had put it on mute so I can just breathe.
Okay.
until you come back.
Yeah, so I did let him know that if they are able to go ahead and move the date up, because I did let him know that we do need to have the refrigerator on site in order for us to do any modifications if we are able to go ahead and move the date up. So I did let him know he's getting a delivery on a Friday. So if XPO is able to go ahead and move the date up before the 14th, they will be in touch with him and let him know. He said that's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Do I need a breeze code for that?
Number?
Yes.
I'll give it to you just in case.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That is 260-537-819.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.
Oh, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your... Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.